KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a partly cloudy sky at 65 degrees. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy and windy today with showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, a high around 70. Winds south at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office has confirmed with KJAN News that emergency crews are searching for a missing 2.5-year-old child in an area east of Panama. The family woke up to find the child gone from 609 1600th Street. Firefighters from Panama were paged out to assist in the search at around 4:30 a.m. Crews from Erling and Westphalia and Shelby County Sheriff's deputies were also on the scene. Additional information is currently not available. The Creston Police Department this morning is reporting numerous arrests over the past few days. On Sunday morning, at 25-year-old Michaela Ray Paulson of Shenandoah was arrested in Creston for fifth-degree theft. She was cited and then released on a promise to appear. Also on Sunday, Abraham John Schwears, age 39, of Lenox, was arrested at the area of 806 Laurel Street. And that was on a charge of fifth-degree theft and trespassing. Schwears was cited and then released on a promise to appear in court. Sunday afternoon, 35-year-old Robert Eugene Kibbe III of Creston was arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Kibbe was taken to the Union County Jail, where his bond was set at $600. Sunday afternoon, 37-year-old Clay Ryan Pettit of Mount Air was arrested in Creston on charges of possession of a controlled substance, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $2,300. On Saturday morning, just after 2 a.m., 35-year-old Manuel Luke Richardson of Walnut, or rather of Creston, that is, was arrested at his residence in Creston on charges of assault and domestic abuse, assault, first offense. His bond was posted and he was released. Also, Saturday morning at around 12:20 a.m., 24-year-old Keegan Wayne Williams of Creston was arrested at Sumner and Laurel Streets for disorderly conduct, fighting, or violent behavior at interference with official acts. Williams's bond was set at $300 cash or surety, plus 10% and $300 cash or surety. And Creston police report a couple of incidents as well. A woman residing in the 300 block of North Oak Street reported on Friday that her vehicle was stolen from her residence. She'd last seen it November 5th at around 3 p.m. and it was gone November 6th at around 8:30 a.m. The vehicle is described as being a silver 2014 Hyundai Accent four-door with damage to its right front bumper. The loss was estimated at $5,000. Also on Sunday night, a woman residing in the 700 block of North Mulberry Street in Creston reported her vehicle stolen. She last saw the vehicle on November 7th at around 6 p.m. It was gone by 11 p.m. Her vehicle was described as a silver Kia Sorento EX. The loss estimated at $15,000. Elsewhere in the news, COVID trend lines in Iowa continue to escalate. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson has this report.
More than 1,000 COVID patients were being treated in an Iowa hospital Sunday night. That's the highest patient count at any time during the pandemic. It's 38% more than were hospitalized at the end of October. A record 92 nursing homes have an active COVID outbreak among residents. The state website on Sunday evening showed more than 2,500 nursing home residents had the virus. Over the past 2 weeks, 40% of Jones County residents who've taken a COVID test had the virus. That's the highest positivity rate in the state. A record 81 counties have a positivity rate of 15% or above. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And officials at the Elmcrest Senior Living Center in Harlan announced Sunday that they've had several residents test positive for COVID-19 and that the facility will now join others in the area and across the state where such outbreaks have taken place. The center says they wish that they hope that you understand it. This returns them to having all residents remain in their rooms as much as possible. Meals will be served in the rooms and they will have no small group activities. They said also contact tracing is being done with those residents that have tested positive. And if the resident was your family member, you will have already been notified. Residents who tested positive have been moved to the isolation hall, and they'll use dedicated staff for their care. The Elmcrest Senior Living says they will continue to work with the Iowa Department of Public Health, as well as follow all regulations as set forth by CMS, and they hope that they will update the public as the situation changes. In our funeral announcements, Joan Henderson, age 78 of Stewart, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Joan Henderson will be today at 10 o'clock at Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Helen Peterson, age 98 of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Elkhorn. Graveside services for Helen Peterson will be today at 10 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Cemetery. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Ronald Schaffer, age 76 of Panora, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Ron Schaffer will be held today at 10 o'clock at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Marion Sorensen, age 88 of Exira and formerly of Kimbleton, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Marion Sorensen will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Judy Warwick, age 78 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Judy Warwick will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Francis Cooper, age 88 of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of Life graveside services for Francis Cooper will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Victor Thornton Bird, age 75, of Persia, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Victor Bird will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Laymond Williams, age 73, of Atlantic and formerly of Walnut, died Sunday in Council Bluffs, actually November 1st in Council Bluffs. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Laymond Williams will be held Wednesday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wayne B. Rice, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Hamburg, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Wayne Rice will be this Thursday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Hamburg. The Rash Goody Funeral Home of Hamburg is in charge of the arrangements. Maxine McGinnis, age 98, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral mass for Maxine McGinnis will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Family asks that you not wear cologne or perfume due to allergy sensitivities. Cecil Harris, age 94, of Adair, died Friday at his home. Graveside services for Cecil Harris will be Thursday at 1:30 at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dallas Monk, age 91, of Exira, died Wednesday at Exira Care Center. A Celebration of Life Memorial graveside service for Dallas Monk will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Robert Bob Lilly, age 91, of Greenfield, died Friday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Bob Lilly will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. There will be a celebration of life at a later date. Betty Marcellus, age 81, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of life service for Betty Marcellus will be at a later date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lowell Jensen, age 78, of Messina, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lowell Jensen are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Genevieve Meyer, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Genevieve Meyer are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jimmy Morgan, age 77, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of life services for Jimmy Morgan are pending with the Roland Funeral Home. James Whitrock, age 91, of Manning, died Sunday at his home. Services for James Whitrock are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Ruth Faubel, age 94, formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Services for Ruth Faubel are pending with the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And John Lee Hansen, age 91, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Hospital. Celebration of Life Memorial Service for John Hansen is currently pending with the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears Building, I'm Rick Hansen reporting.